Sri Sai Ram. My loving salutations at the divine lotus feet of our beloved Master, Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba. Dearest Swami, on the second day of the Buddha Purnima celebrations, themed Chatur Brahma Vihar, we, your children from Zone 4A, 4B and 5 are present here to reminisce the day that celebrates the three important events in Lord Buddha's life, birth, enlightenment and final emergence. The name and form of Buddha spontaneously evokes feelings of compassion and peace. This is primarily due to the life of purity and sacrifice that Buddha led. Brothers and sisters, to introduce our guest speakers for the day, we would now like to invite Sister Bhavna Balani. Sister Bhavna started off her journey with Sai as a SSE teacher and went on to hold various roles within the organization. Currently, she is the central coordinator for Zone 5 countries.
Om Shri Sai Ram. With love and humility, I offer my most loving pranams at the divine lotus feet of our most beloved Bhagavan. Venerable monks, esteemed elders, and dear brothers and sisters, greetings to you all on this auspicious occasion of Buddha Purnima. Dearest Swami, we, your children from zones 4A, 4B and 5 of the Sri Satya Sai International Organization, are indeed very blessed to be here once again to celebrate this holy festival at your divine lotus feet. Swami, our hearts overflow with gratitude to you for giving us this opportunity. It is said that when Prince Siddhartha left home in search of truth, for 6 years he wandered into the forest, subjecting his body to all kinds of mortifications. He starved his body and was reduced to a bag of bones, and finally realized that he had not found enlightenment. Then he entered the city of Gaya and sat in deep meditation under a tree. It is said that Mara the tempter came. Mara is every selfish passion that binds us to the mortal body. It stands for all those patterns of behavior within us that do not allow us to progress on the path of spirituality. First, Mara sent beautiful maidens to lure Siddhartha, but Siddhartha sat unmoved, deep in meditation. Then Mara sent his fierce armies of greed, anger and doubt, but Siddhartha plunged into deeper consciousness. It is said that when he was nearing his goal, Mara appeared and challenged him in person. Who had given him the right to escape his realm? He asked. It is said that Siddhartha did not argue, but he placed his palm on the earth, and the earth gave witness. The voices of millions of creatures could be heard crying out that he had come to rescue them from sorrow. It is said that it was only then did Mara step back and Siddhartha slipped into deep silence. He remained in this state throughout the night, and when the dawn came, he was no longer Prince Siddhartha. He was the Buddha. He had found the way to that realm which death and decay cannot touch. He had reached Nirvana. He remained in that state for a long time and could have stayed there even longer. But it is said that the need of the suffering world cried out to him, and his heart was moved to pity. It is said that it was then Mara placed his last card. He said, "You have found a way to end suffering and sorrow. You have escaped from my realm, and you know how difficult it has been. The world is very selfish and only looks for their own satisfaction. If you go back to teach, who do you think will listen? Who will strive as you have? How many will be willing to make the sacrifices required to live by the truth? In a world guided by passions, who will listen to your teachings that love begets love? Perhaps there will be a few who will," he said, "and to them I will teach. Those who follow the path of Dharma, Dharma will set them free." It is said that as Buddha started to walk back, his face dazzled with radiance. He then came across his five former disciples. To them and others, he preached his first sermon, explaining the Four Noble Truths and the Eightfold Path, which became the pillars of Buddhism. Yet another pillar of Buddhism is Chatur Brahma Vihar, the four divine emotions or states of mind, which is the theme of this year's Buddha Purnima celebration. The Buddha preached that all beings must nurture the four qualities of metta, or loving kindness towards all, karuna, or compassion towards the suffering, mudita, which means sharing the joy and happiness of others, and upekha, that is treating everyone equally and accepting both the pleasant and the unpleasant, resulting in perfect, unshakable balance of mind. He called them viharas or abodes because they should become the mind's constant dwelling place. Our minds should become fully saturated by them. He emphasized that these are naturally occurring qualities that lie deep within each one of us as seeds. Our Swami too has reminded us that the qualities of Satya, Dharma, Shanti, Prema, and Ahimsa lie deep within us, and manifesting them will bring forth the divinity latent within. To put these four divine emotions into practice, the Buddha said, we could start with practicing meditation on loving kindness, starting with one's own well-being, gradually extending it to family, friends, and finally even to the ones we dislike, including all. Our beloved Bhagavan's entire life and teachings can be summed up in one word: love. Start the day with love, fill the day with love, spend the day with love, and end the day with love. That is the way to God, Swami said. Dear brothers and sisters, each one of us present here today and millions around the world have experienced Bhagavan's unconditional love. His numerous service projects all stand testimony to his selfless love and compassion for all mankind. Our beloved Swami gave us a simple mantra of Samasta Loka Sukhino Bhavantu and the practice of Jyoti meditation. Constant practice, he said, will make us realize that it is the same divine principle pervading everyone and is everywhere. We pray to you, Bhagwan, to guide us so that may our minds too dwell in these four sublime states, and may we thereby fulfill the goal of human birth. Dear brothers and sisters, it is my honor and privilege to introduce the speakers for today. Our first speaker for today is Sri Dhammika Kalapuge from Sri Lanka. Sri Kalapuge is the director of SIPCOM Private Limited, a company involved in total people development, a former marketing vice president at DFCC Bank. He has held several senior positions, a diploma holder of marketing from Marketing Council of Australia, a postgrad diploma holder from UK, and a fellow of the Australian Marketing Institute. Sri Kalapuge also holds an advanced diploma in business administration. Over the last two decades, he has conducted over 2,750 workshops. He was presented with the Sri Lanka Institute of Marketing First Ever Recognition Award and has several publications in local and foreign journals. He will be followed by our next speaker for today, revered Monk Ugyen Sherab from Nepal. Monk Ugyen Sherab renounced all worldly activities and entered into monkhood. He lives in the famous White Monastery in Kathmandu. He is the recipient of the Ambassador of Peace Award from the Interreligious and International Federation for World Peace for promoting religious harmony. Dear brothers and sisters, please welcome our speakers for today. Jai Sai Ram.
My humble pranams at the lotus feet of Bhagwan. Dear Sai brothers and sisters, Sai Ram. I am indeed honored to stand before you now and extend my attitude of gratitude to our beloved Swami for giving this opportunity to address you all, the devotees gathered here at this Buddha Purnima celebration in 2019. The Lord Buddha lived on this planet 2,600 years ago. All the spiritual leaders who came to this world had been telling us to do something very basic, which is to practice common sense. Be good, do good. Serve the mankind the best manner you could. In the end, finding the spiritual liberation of your own. We all are aware that when we really want to climb a mountain, there are so many paths that different people can follow. If one wants to climb the tallest mountain in the world, Mount Everest, there are two ways to get into the Everest base station. In our country, Sri Lanka, the third highest mountain, known as Adam's Peak of Oz, Sripada, is an important pilgrim site. Buddhists believe the impression on the summit is the footprint of Lord Buddha himself. If one wants to climb this mountain, there are four pathways leading to the summit. However, in our journey of spiritual liberation, the mountain which we have to climb for our own enlightenment is much higher than any of the highest mountains in the world. For the man in achieving such enlightenment, there are so many paths that one can follow. All religious leaders showed us those different paths. Ultimately, we all aim at reaching the same summit. According to the available scientific data, the energy of the universe has a history of over 13.9 billion years. The Earth, where you and I live, was evolved 4 billion years ago. The human evolution is nearly 400,000 years old. It gives us an indication that we all would have been related or known to each other in some form of energy during the past in this long journey. That's why Swami says, in spiritual terms, all of mankind belongs to one and the same religion, language, caste, law, and God. On this Buddha Purnima occasion, my objective of this presentation is to highlight some of the teachings of Buddha and its relevance to Bhagavan's teachings and how one can become a better Buddhist. We as devotees of Swami, the basic five values we learn and eternally bound to practice are Satya, Dharma, Shanti, Prema, and Avihinsa. The Lord Buddha too had given a meaning to these five values in some way or the other. In Buddha's teachings, if you consider the word Satya, it speaks about the importance of being honest in what you say and what you do. One of the basic practices of the Buddhist all over the world is to follow five precepts in their day-to-day life. One of them is Musavada Viramani Sikkhapadam Samadhyami, which means I undertake the rule of training to refrain from uttering lies or wrong speech. The Lord Buddha made telling the truth as one of the most fundamental training practices on his path of self-transformation. The Lord Buddha, in his words of guidance to his son Rahula, he made it clear in the belief that there is an essential connection between truthfulness and personal integrity. If one is lost, so will the other. It seems pretty straightforward, then, that according to the teachings of Buddha, we should never utter lies. Swami says the chief duty of man is investigation into truth. The truth can be won only through dedication and devotion, and they are dependent on the grace of God, which is showered only on hearts saturated with love. The truth or satya, there is only one. The entire world has originated from truth, sustained by truth, and ultimately merges into truth. There is no place without the principle of truth. Truth is challengeless in all the three phases of time, that is past, present, and future. Everything may disappear, but truth remains forever. There is a saying that if you tell the truth, you need not remember anything. Human beings, by nature, are tempted to utter lies. Today, we are actually surrounded by falsehood. We not only utter lies personally to each other and to ourselves, but we, by and large, live in a society full of lies. Perhaps all lying is done to manipulate situations to our own advantage. As taught to us by our spiritual masters, let us reiterate the power of truth or satya on this Buddha Purnima day. The simplest task of speaking truth, we can make it a habit if we are constantly be mindful of the fact that Swami is beside me always and that he overhears what I say and do. The second value Swami teaches us is dharma. In Buddha's teaching, if you consider the word dharma, this means all mental natures are of mind origin. Mind is the chief and they are mind made. The Lord Buddha explained how one could make dharma one's own island of refuge. He said, It is through the cultivation of mindfulness or awareness of the body, sensations, mind and mind objects, one can assimilate Dharma. All the spiritual leaders who came to this world had been telling us to follow something pleasant and pretty. It says simply to follow Dhamma. This ill-balanced world is not only absolutely rosy, neither it is thorny. The rose is soft, beautiful and fragrant, but the stem on which it grows is full of thorns. To an optimist, this world is absolutely rosy. To a pessimist, this world is totally thorny. But to a realist, this world is neither absolutely rosy nor totally thorny. From a realistic point of view, the world abounds with beautiful roses and prickly thorns as well. An understanding person will not be obsessed by the beauty of the rose. Knowing well the nature of the thorns, he will view them as they are and will take a precaution not to be pricked while picking it. The Lord Buddha's teachings, one of the ways how we can explain this is as eight worldly conditions referred to as Astaloka Dharma. They are namely gain and loss, labha alabha, fame and defame, yasa aisa, praise and blame, prasansa ninda, happiness, pain, sukha dukkha. In Swami's five values, he explained this Dharma is as our right conduct. Dharma is like a mother. One can choose a wife, but no one can choose a mother. Dharma is in the same position as one's own mother is. We have no choice but to follow it, and we cannot modify Dharma. Swami says that true devotion must not get dispirited nor elated or satisfied with lesser gains. It must fight against failure, loss, calamity, ridicule, and against egoism and pride, impatience and cowardice. The both Lord Buddha and Swami's teachings of Dharma explain us about the impermanence of everything. That is why Swami says, at times, devotees are put on a test to understand the reality in life, and moreover, to see whether our faith is unshakable and whether we are mindful of Dharma at all times. Swami says to succeed in all tests, then you will become tastier for Bhagavan. Let me quote an experience of mine. I'm sure many of you had gone through similar situations in life. I applied for a foreign scholarship in a particular year, and I had all the qualifications to get the placement. I was overjoyed with my expectations. However, to my dismay, I was not selected for any known reason. In Buddha's teachings, it was a pain in my mind. And Swami's teaching, it was an opportunity lost. I considered in both teachings, this was an occasion to practice mindfulness or a test to assess my understanding of Dharma. As a result, my faith in Swami remained unchanged. After 2 years' time, I was awarded the same scholarship to which I could then participate with a greater maturity, so that I was in a position to understand the course content better. Although I was initially feeling so happy of this achievement, I was mindful of the fact this joy too, again, is impermanent. Lord Buddha says, Dhammohavirakati Dhammacharin, which means that those who are in Dhamma will be protected by Dhamma itself. Our beloved Swami says, when you keep one step towards me, I will in return keep 10 steps towards you. The third value Swami had taught us is Shanti. In Buddha's teaching, Shanti is peace. The Lord Buddha says not to do evil, instead cultivate merit, and always purify one's mind. The best moral practice is patience and forbearance. The Buddhism has long been celebrated as a religion of peace around the world. That's why many people today turn to Buddhism for relief and guidance at a time peace is needed across the globe than ever before. Wars are extending in the Middle East and Africa. The terrorist activities are expanding into countries and places people never expected. To quote one, is the latest incident took place in my own country, Sri Lanka. A series of coordinated suicide bombing on last Easter Sunday carried out by terrorists killed 260 innocent civilians and wounded 500 others. It had further created unrest in the country where until then we had absolute peace for nearly 10 years. Subsequent to the recent adverse incident, we all have now begun to realize the true value of peace which we enjoyed in the past decade. When all religions speak about peace, harmony and unity, it is sad to note some are today misinterpreted the real teaching of its masters as they carry out evil, disruption, harm, and to destroy others. As taught by every spiritual master, the real peace and happiness has to come from within the heart in order to eliminate hatred. The fourth value Swami had taught us is prema. In Buddha's teaching, prema is love and compassion. The Buddha also taught us to show love and compassion to everyone instead of hate and violence. It is not only about loving our relatives and friends, but equally for even our enemies, those who seek to do us harm. That's why in metta meditation, known as loving kindness, Buddhists tend to extend impartial and unconditional love to every living being. In metta meditation, Buddhists inculcate love and compassion to everyone with the wish, may all beings be well, be happy and abide by peace. Swami explains the paramount importance of prema or love as love is God. Live in love. God is the embodiment of perfect love. He can be known and realized, reached and born only through love. You can see the moon only with the help of moonlight. You can see God only through the rays of love. The fifth value Swami taught us is ahimsa. The word ahimsa is from the Sanskrit language, means non-harm or non-injury. This is commonly translated into English as non-violence. It is a doctrine in the four Indian religions of Buddhism, Hinduism, Jainism and Sikhism. It is an ethical principle for every human being to practice, not to cause harm to others. As Buddhists all over the world, when practicing five precepts in their day-to-day life, the first precept is to avoid doing harm to other living beings. The precept is known as Panatipata Viramani Sikkhapadan Samadhyami. I undertake the rule of training to refrain from harming all living beings. Historically, Buddhists have, on the whole, adhered to this precept. This precept applies to all living beings, not just only humans. All beings have a right to live and that right should be respected. This shows the importance of life. As life is valuable to all, no one has the right to destroy another's life. The Buddha taught us to overcome and avoid suffering. Therefore, we cannot impose suffering on others. Swami says that every living being, there is a sigh in it. Therefore, extend loving kindness to all beings. Kindness is the essential attribute of mankind. One should develop kindness towards all. Only then one can rise to the level of divinity. Do not hurt anyone with words or deeds. This is called ahimsa. Swami referred to Buddha's saying that the observance of nonviolence has been described as the highest form of Dhamma. All the violence in the world today is owing to the fact that people do not lead righteous lives. Love will be fostered only when nonviolence is practiced. When love is practiced, there will be peace around the world. The end outcome of all these values, Satya, Dharma, Shanti, Prema and Ahimsa, are summarized in Swami's teaching as love is God. God is love. love more and more people, transform love into service, into worship. That is the highest spiritual practice. I have already explained our Swami's values and its relevance to Buddhism with Buddha's teachings. All these are things which can be practiced with common sense. Unfortunately, practicing common sense had become so uncommon in the world today. That is why our avatar Bhagavan had to come in human form to show the mankind the right path and to remind us of the teachings of our own particular religions. Hence, Swami's mission too has been to reawaken the world to establish love and peace so as to unite all mankind towards enlightenment and rejuvenation of human kindness. Let the different faiths exist and let the glory of God be sung in all the different languages and tunes. That should be the ideal. Respect the differences between the faiths and recognize them as valid as long as they do not weaken the bonds of unity. If each person lives the ideals propounded by founders of their own religion, unaffected by greed or hate, then this planet will be a happy and a peaceful habitation for the mankind. The annual celebration of Buddha Purnima is an occasion for all of us to be conscious of the religious practices and also to remind us of their values. As it says, celebrations are reminders. Therefore, let us question ourselves today, to what extent truly did we practice five values of Swami had taught us from the day we got closer to him? Similarly, to what extent did we get closer to our own religion with the guidance of Swami? What transformation did we bring about to our own lives after becoming a devotee of Swami? Lord Buddha says, Appamado amata padam, pamado machune padam, meaning that vigilance is the path to deathlessness. Negligence is the path to death. Vigilance do not die. The negligence, though living, are as if dead already. It means never ever be late to follow the teachings of our masters. So let us pass a resolution in our mind today, at this very moment of time, so as to go back and think of at least one single value of learning which is already in our religions but have failed to practice so far. Take an initiative individually and strengthen practicing at least one value in memory of Swami and Buddha Purnima of 2019 today. Collectively, when we put right things into practice, throughout the world, this earth will be a beautiful place for all of us to live in peace and harmony. Dear Swami, with the increasing calamities which are taking place presently in the world, either they are man-made or otherwise, Swami, we need peace across the globe today than ever before. Therefore, our beloved Swami, we seek for your grace forever to respect the differences between the faiths and recognize them as valid source, to keep the flame of unity alive as a beacon of light for the future prosperity of all mankind. Jai Sai Ram.
Om Sri Sai Ram. Namo tassa bhagavato arhato samma sambuddhassa. Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Om mane padme hum. Namo myo ho renge kyo. Respected trustees, members of the organizing committee, senior office bureaus of Sri Satya Sai International Organizations, monks, visitors and guests, I am honored with the invitation to speak in front of this August assembly of Dhamma devotees. Today, on the occasion of Buddha Jayanti Mahotsav, I extend my best wishes to all my brothers and sisters who have assembled here in this Sai Kulwanta Shrine Hall. Buddha Jayanti, known as Vaisakha Purnima, is a triple auspicious day. Today, when Shakyamuni Buddha born in Lumbini, Nepal. Today, when Buddha attained enlightenment in Bodh Gaya. Today, when Buddha entered into Mahapanirvana in Kushinagar. This Triyoga, Samyoga Divas, depicts the triple auspicious events of Buddha's life. This is my second visit to this holy place, Prasanta Nilayam. Prior to this, about 10 years ago, Nepal Sai organizations had invited me to participate in the Buddha Jayanti celebration. I was very excited with the prospect of having darshan of Bhagwan Sri Sati Sai Baba. I had prepared a model of marble stone embossed with the symbol of major religions of the world, which I thought I would present to Baba as gift from Nepal. When I was about to proceed to Prasanta Nilayam with the model, unfortunately, I came to know that Baba had left his mortal body, so my desire of his physical darshan remained unfulfilled. After a few months, I managed to visit here and offer the model of the common holy sanctuary to the authorities of Sri Sai Satya Sai Seva organization, who I believe have kept this model on display at Chaitanya Jyoti Museum. When you are free time, I will suggest you pay a visit to the Chaitanya Jyoti Museum to have a look at the model. About this model, let me brief you shortly. The moment or the model of the common holy sanctuary resembles the globe engraved with the symbols of the world's major religions and has a circular part known as Parikrama Path around the perimeter of the sanctuary. Humanity, as universally acclaimed, is like a beautiful rainbow made of various human nations with distinctive traditions and faiths. Similarly, the monument or the model of the common holy sanctuary, filled with different religious symbols, looks like a beautiful garland, where each flower is beautiful and a eunuch, but together as a garland, these flowers appear awesome and more beautiful. As we all know, these days we are facing the hard situations in this age of troubled times, when the world is experiencing two kinds of disasters. One is man-made, and another is natural. The ongoing religious conflicts and insurgency movements in many parts of the world are only aggravating the already world situation. With this situation before us, we need to awaken to the practice of bodhicitta, which is foremost in Buddhism. Bodhicitta is the aspiration to become liberated for the benefit of all sentient beings. It awakens us to perform virtuous deeds with body, speech and mind, kaya vaka citta. And one cultivates the four immeasurables, which are loving kindness, compassion, rejoicing and equanimity. The Shakyamuni Buddha spent innumerable lifetimes as Bodhisattva, cultivating wisdom and compassion through the practice of the four immeasurables. According to the Mahayana, his last life as Prince Siddhartha was a mere act in order to help ordinary people learn and transform themselves. He had already attained the most advanced stages of enlightenment and was already a complete Buddha, Sammyak Buddha. Without a strong foundation in the four immeasurables, it is not possible to even attain the first level of enlightenment. Therefore, the capacity of Bodhisattva, one who has attained at least the first level of enlightenment, is unfathomable. And Buddha is the one who has transcended all Bodhisattva levels. His capacities can barely even be imagined. Despite the preaching of religious harmony by many enlightened persons, the world is still passing through the most difficult situation. To combat such situation, peace is only a solution which can be achieved when humanity accepts the dharma to follow and practice the Chatur Brahma Vihara propounded by Lord Gautama Buddha. About dharma, the ancient epic Mahabharata says, dharma evam hato hanti, dharma rakshati rakshita. Dharma only destroys those that destroys it. Dharma protects those that protect it. To safeguard dharma, the religious harmony is a must to be followed by all stakeholders. It is possible when people of all faiths move towards the common holy sanctuary, each being united with all for practicing parikrama around the sanctuary. The parikrama, or popularly known as walking meditation, or pora in Tibetan term, is a sacred state whose objective is to cultivate peace and achieve the well-being of all the humanity. My inspiration to set up the parikrama around the Kamad Holy Sanctuary was motivated by the teaching of Bhagwan Sri Shakti Sai Baba, who depicted equal respect to all religions. Accordingly, Sri Shakti Sai Seva Organization is one that accepts the equality of all the religions across the world and promotes the unity of mankind across the globe. divine messages of Sri Bhagwan Sri Sati Sai Baba about the religious harmony. It says, when evil disappear, new wave of change is deemed. In the environment of new wave, people will think of the religious harmony which creates security and peace in the nation. The most ancient religious text, Rigveda, says, Sahana bhavatu, sahano bhunaktu, saha virya karmavahe. For the sake of peace and harmony, walk together, talk together, to understand together. Devas and gods understood and accepted their portion of sacrifice to achieve peace and harmony. Before I take leave from you, I would like to recite the sacred text from Upanishad. Om sarve bhavatu sukhinam, sarve santu niramaya, sarve bhadrandu paschantu, ma kashit bhajana. May all become happy. May all be free from illness. May all see what is auspicious. May no one suffer. Many thanks for your kindness in listening to my few words. Sabba Mangalam.
Swami, you are the Nada Brahma Swarupa, the very form of music. The young adults from Zone 4A and 4B will now present to you Jewel in Lotus, a garland of devotional songs glorifying Lord Buddha, Lord Sai, and their teachings in various languages, including English, Hindi, Nepali, and Telugu.
Sri Sai Ram. Dearest Bhagavan, on this most auspicious occasion of Buddha Purnima, we, your young adults of Zone 4A and Zone 4B, offer a garland of songs in this Sai Symphony. Please accept our love through this offering. We pray to you, O indweller of our hearts, hollow instruments through which you play your divine music. Thank you, Swami, for everything. We love you, Swami. Swami, the first song is entitled Om Mani Padme Hum, which is a chant to transform the impurities of our body, speech and mind into the purity that Buddha embodies. We pray to you to cleanse us physically, mentally, emotionally and spiritually as we sing your glory.
Oh, Swami, you always tell us, Yad Bhavam Tad Bhavati, meaning, as you think, so it is. Through this song, we pray that we only think good, do good, and see good, and that we see the world through your eyes, and see only you reflected back to us.
Come on.
None other than the Almighty Buddha, who listens and responds to our earnest prayers. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your love.
Sai Baba, Om Mani Padme Om.
Fortunate ones to have you in our lives. We are nothing without you, O Lord. You are our supreme preceptor, our Buddha. In the next song, we reflect on your abundant love and our fortune to have you in our lives.
If life were a bed of roses, would I cherish you, my Lord?
If you gave everything I wanted, would I still need you, my Lord?
The thorns of life that I preach,
you remove so lovingly.
You keep what I want,
but give me all I need.
My guru, my God, my mother's star.
As I walk this lonely rocky path, I forget that you are there.
As a shadow that follows every step, and that preaches in times of need.
You're a breeze from beneath the scorching sun.
You are shelter from the pouring rain. My guru, my guide, my mother's side. My guru, my God, my mother's
love all, serve all, and hurt never. Next song, which is in your native language, Telugu, is a song which you've referred to us, one which sums the entirety of your teachings.
Of Nirvana. The final song glorifies you as the Buddha and travels down the road which leads to the ultimate goal of life, enlightenment.
Natime saranam nayam
buddho me saranam varam yetena satcha vajena to me jayamangalam
nishina jani
nishina jani
nishina buddha ki shuddha
वो रंग न जाने
वर्ण न माने
सबका वो रंग मीर है
है तन बुद्ध है तन शुद्ध है तन बुद्ध है
Swami, we now pray you grant us with your divine discourse, following which there will be an offering of international bhajans.
Buddhudu modata samyak darshanam annadu.
So Buddha said samyak darshan, the first step.
అనగా కన్నులను ఇచ్చినందుకు మానవుడు ఈ కన్నులతో పవిత్రమైనటువంటి దృశ్యమును చూడాలి.
It only means that having been gifted with a physical naked eye, they should see the sacred objects and sacred individuals.
పట్టు కాకుండా కన్నులు ఉన్నవి కదా అని దేనిని పడితే దానిని చూడటము ఎవరిని పడితే వారిని చూడటము ఈ విధమైనటువంటి యొక్క అపవిత్రము గావించుకోవటం చేతనే ఆ దృశ్యములన్నీ మానవుల హృదయంలో చిత్రించుకొనిబడి దుష్టమైన భావములు దుష్టమైన సంకల్పము చేత మానవుడు దుఃఖితుడవుతున్నాడు.
ఫర్ ద సింపుల్ రీజన్ దట్ వి హావ్ ఎన్ ఐ వి కాంట్ సీ ఎనీథింగ్ యాజ్ వి లైక్ బికాజ్ ఆఫ్ ద బ్యాడ్ సినారియో అండ్ ద సీన్స్ దట్ వి సీ. There crops up the bad, wicked thoughts within us.
Yetti drishyamo atti hrudayam ayipothundali.
As is the scene that we see, so will be the heart.
Yetti hrudayamo atti sankalpamulu aavirbhavistunnayi.
As is the heart, so is the thought.
Yetti sankalpamulo atti vaakunu anubhavistunnadu.
As is the thought, so we speak.
Yetti vaakku atti jeevithanni pondutunnadu.
As is the speech faculty, so is the life that follows.
కనుక మంచి జీవితం అనుభవించవరనన్నా మొట్టమొదట సమ్యక్ దృష్టి పవిత్రమైనటువంటి దివ్యమైనటువంటి భవ్యమైనటువంటి ఒక దృష్టిని మానవుడు అనుభవించాలి.
Therefore in our life we should have the sacred looks, the divine vision in the as the first step.
అపవిత్రము అసహ్యము ఘోరము ఇత్యాది దృశ్యములు చూడటం చేతనే మానవుడు కేవలము మృగము వలె జీవిస్తూ ఉన్నాడు.
Man is leading the life of an animal because he watches unsacred, disgusting, cruel and wicked objects.
Manavudu drishyamunu pavitramaina drishyamga chusukovali.
We should have in fact the sacred vision and the sacred looks.
Edi pavitramu edi divyamainatundi edi chudadaginatundi aneetundi vicharana mottamota manavudu gurtinchali.
We have to exercise our discrimination before we see anything. Whether it is sacred or unsacred, whether it is deserving or not.
Appude samyak vachanam annadu.
That leads to samyak vachanam, good talk.
Anaga manchi bhavalu aavirbhavistayi.
It only means you will develop good thoughts within.
Manchi bhavamulu aavirbhavichinappude manchi vakyamulu bayaderthayi.
Out of the good feelings you will be able to talk good.
Samyak vakku annadu.
Samyak walk, good talk.
నాకు ఉన్నది కదా అని ఇష్టమొచ్చినట్టుగా మాట్లాడకూడదు.
బికాస్ ఆఫ్ ద ఫ్యాక్ట్ దట్ యు హావ్ గాట్ ద టంగ్ యు కెనాట్ టాక్ యాజ్ యు లైక్.
భగవంతుడు నాకు ఇచ్చిన దేని నిమిత్తమై?
వై గాడ్ హాస్ గివెన్ యు ద టంగ్.
పవిత్రమైనటువంటి వాక్యములు మాట్లాడే నిమిత్తము, సత్యమైనటువంటి విషయములు పలికే నిమిత్తము, పవిత్రమైనటువంటి యొక్క దృశ్యములు చూచి వాటిని వర్ణించే నిమిత్తము ఈ నాలుగు నందించాడు.
ద టంగ్ ఇస్ గిఫ్టెడ్ ఇన్ ఆర్డర్ టు డిస్క్రైబ్ ఆల్ దట్ యు సీ ద సీక్రెట్ థింగ్స్ అండ్ టు స్పీక్ ట్రూత్.
కేవలం రుచికరమైన పదార్థాలు భుజించే నిమిత్తమే నాలుక అందించలేదు.
ద టంగ్ ఇస్ నాట్ గివెన్ మియర్లీ టు ఈట్ ద డిలీషియస్ ఐటమ్.
రసరహితమైనటువంటి ఒక వాక్యములు మాట్లాడే నిమిత్తమే నాలుక అందించలేదు.
ద టంగ్ ఇస్ నాట్ గివెన్ టు టాక్ యాజ్ యు లైక్ ద హార్ష్ థింగ్.
కరుణను బాధించేటువంటి వచనము పలికే నిమిత్తమే నాలుక అందించలేదు.
నాట్ టు స్పీక్ దట్ విచ్ హర్ట్స్ అదర్స్.
అసత్యమును పలికే నిమిత్తమే నాలుక అందించలేదు.
ద టంగ్ ఇస్ నాట్ గివెన్ టు స్పీక్ లైస్.
సత్యవాక్కు చేత పరులను ఆంగ్లపరిచేటువంటి వాక్యముల చేత,
బై స్పీకింగ్ దోస్ వర్డ్స్ దట్ మేక్ అదర్స్
దివ్యమైనటువంటి భావములను పరికించేటువంటి చేత,
ఇన్ ఆర్డర్ టు స్పీక్ డివైన్ థింగ్స్,
దివ్యమైనటువంటి భగవంతుని వర్ణించుకునే నిమిత్తమై ఈ నాలుగు నందించాడు.
ఎక్స్టోల్ గాడ్ విత్ ఆల్ ద డివైన్ ఫీలింగ్స్ విత్ ఇన్
యాని ఈనాటి మానవుడు,
బట్ మ్యాన్ టుడే
ప్రపంచంలో ఉండినటువంటి సమస్త బుక్లు కూడా చదవడానికి ప్రయత్నిస్తున్నాడు.
ఇస్ మేకింగ్ ఎన్ అటెంప్ట్ టు గో త్రూ ఆల్ ద బుక్స్.
ఇంతకంటే పెద్ద అజ్ఞానం మరొకటి లేదు.
దేర్ కెనాట్ బి గ్రేటర్ హైయర్ ఇగ్నోరెన్స్ దాన్ దిస్.
చచ్చేంత వరకు చదువుతూనే ఉంటే దీన్ని ఆచరణ పెట్టేది ఎప్పుడు?
ఇఫ్ హి గోస్ ఆన్ రీడింగ్ అంటిల్ హి డైస్ వెన్ హి ఇస్ గోయింగ్ టు ప్రాక్టీస్.
నీవు విశ్వసించినటువంటి దాన్ని నీవు ఆచరణలో పెట్టాలని ప్రయత్నిస్తున్నావా?
ఆర్ యు మేకింగ్ ఎన్ అటెంప్ట్ టు ప్రాక్టీస్ ఆల్ దట్ యు
బిలీవ్? ప్రయత్నించినటువంటి కాలం లోపల నీవు బుక్కులు చదివి ప్రయోజనం ఏమిటి?
వెన్ యు డోంట్ ప్రాక్టీస్, వాట్ ఇస్ ద ఫన్ ఆఫ్ రీడింగ్ ఆల్ ద బుక్స్?
ఇదంతా కేవలము లోకానికి ఒక స్టంట్ చేసే నిమిత్తమే చేస్తున్నారు.
దిస్ ఇస్ ఆల్ మియర్లీ ఎ స్టంట్ టు ది వరల్డ్.
ఇలాంటి పఠనము చాలా అపవిత్రమైనటువంటిది.
దిస్ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ రీడింగ్ ఇస్ అన్సేక్రెడ్.
బుద్ధుడు ఈ విధమైనటువంటి పరిచారములు పరియోగములు చాలా చేస్తూ వచ్చాడు.
బుద్ధ డిడ్ ఎక్స్పెరిమెంట్స్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ సార్ట్.
అనేక గ్రంథములు చదివాడు.
హి రీడ్ మెనీ బుక్స్.
అనేక మహనీయులను దర్శించాడు.
హి వెంట్ రౌండ్ గ్రేట్.
అనేక విషయాలు శ్రవణం చేశాడు.
హి లిసన్ టు మెనీ.
కానీ మనసుకు తృప్తి కలగలేదు.
బట్ హి డిడ్ హావ్ ఇన్నర్ సాటిస్ఫాక్షన్.
ఇది సరియైన జ్ఞానం కాదు అనుకున్నాడు.
హి అండర్స్టూడ్ దట్స్ నో ట్రూ విజ్డమ్.
అంతఃకరణ పరిపూర్ణమైనటువంటి ఒక తత్వమే సరి అయిన జ్ఞానం అన్నాడు.
ద ట్రూ విజ్డమ్ ఇస్ దాట్ విచ్ మేక్స్ ది ఇన్నర్ సెన్సెస్ pure. That which gives inner satisfaction is the total wisdom.
కనుకనే అంతఃకరణ పరిపూర్ణమైనటువంటి ఒక తృప్తి పొందడానికి తన ఆచరణే మూల కారణం ఉన్నాడు.
In order to have inner satisfaction, the practice is most essential.
కనుక వాక్యమును కూడాను అత్యంత ప్రధానంగా భావిస్తూ వచ్చాడు బుద్ధుడు.
Buddha considered the speech, the talk, also very important.
మొట్టమొదట మన దృష్టిని పవిత్రమైనటువంటి రీతిగా మనం మార్చుకోవాలి.
First make our looks sacred.
తదుపరి పవిత్రమైన భావం మనలో ఆవిర్భవించాలి.
And we should have the sacred feelings within.
ఆ భావముల చేత పవిత్రమైన వాక్యులు మనలో రావాలి.
These feelings would lead to sacred talk words.
ఈ మూడింటి యొక్క ఏకత్వం చేతనే మానవత్వము సార్థకమవుతుంది.
The harmony of these three would redeem the human life.
The proper study of mankind is man అన్నాడు.
This is what he said, the proper study of mankind is man.
భావము వాక్యము మూడింటి యొక్క ఏకత్వం కలగాలి.
There should be harmony between the look, the feeling and the talk you speak.
తరచు భావమును చెప్పే వాక్యమును చేసే పనులను మూడింటి యొక్క ఏకత్వాన్ని మనం చూడాలి.
There should be perfect harmony and unity between the thought, word and deed.
కనుక ఈ మూడింటి యొక్క ఏకత్వం చేత మనం ఏం ఏర్పడుతుందాలి?
What is that you gain out of this unity, trinity?
కర్మలు ఆచరిస్తున్నాడు.
You perform action.
సూచన దాన్ని తలచి, తలచిన దాన్ని చెప్పి, చెప్పిన దాన్ని చేయటం.
What you say, you think. What you declare and you act.
దీన్ని సమ్యక్ కర్మ అన్నాడు నాలుగోది.
ద నెక్స్ట్ వన్ ఇస్ సమ్యక్ కర్మ, గుడ్ యాక్షన్.
కర్మ అనగా ఏమిటిది?
వాట్ డు యు మీన్ బై కర్మ?
చేసేటువంటి పని.
ఆల్ దట్ యు డు.
ఎట్టి పని చేయాలి?
వాట్ సార్ట్ ఆఫ్ వర్క్?
సూచించినటువంటి దానిని తలచినప్పుడు, తలచిన దాన్ని చెప్పినప్పుడు, ఈ మూడింటికి సంబంధించినటువంటి కర్మ చేయాలి.
యూ షుడ్ డూ దట్ యాక్షన్ దట్ యు సీ ఫస్ట్, యు థింక్ లేటర్ అండ్ యు డిక్లేర్.
ఈ మూడింటికి విరుద్ధమైనటువంటి కర్మలు ఆచరించడం చేత తాను మరింత అపవిత్రుడైపోతున్నాడు.
ఇఫ్ యువర్ యాక్షన్స్ ఆర్ కాంట్రడిక్టరీ టు వాట్ యు సే అండ్ థింక్, నేచురల్లీ బికమ్ అన్సేక్రెడ్.
ఈ సమ్యక్ కర్మనే సమ్యక్ సాధన అన్నాడు బుద్ధుడు.
బుద్ధ సెడ్ గుడ్ యాక్షన్ ఇస్ గుడ్ స్పిరిచువల్ పాత్.
అది ఏ నిజమైన సాధన?
దట్ ఈస్ ది ట్రూత్.
ధ్యానం చేయటము, జపం చేయటము, పూజలు చేయటము ఇవన్నీ కాదు సాధనలు.
Spiritual path does not mean meditation, worship and so on.
ఇవన్నీ మంచి కర్మలే.
They are all good actions, no doubt.
కానీ నిజమైన సాధన అంటే ఏమిటి?
The true spiritual path is
చూచిన దాన్ని తలచడము, తలచిన దాన్ని చెప్పటము, చెప్పిన దాన్ని చేయటము. ఇదే నిజమైన సాధన.
The true spiritual endeavor is to see that what you say, that what you think and act upon later.
ఈ సాధన పూర్తి కలిగిన తర్వాత సమ్యక్ జీవనం అన్నాడు.
At the end of the spiritual path, naturally you lead a spiritual life.
ఇదే పంచేంద్రియముల యొక్క తత్వము.
This is the nature of the five.
సమ్యక్ దృష్టి,
good looks.
సమ్యక్ భావము,
good thoughts.
సమ్యక్ వాక్కు,
good words.
సమ్యక్ కర్మ,
good action.
సమ్యక్ సాధన,
good path.
సమ్యక్ జీవనం,
good life.
మంచి జీవనం మనం పొందాలనుకుంటుంటే మంచి పనులు మనం చూడాలి, మంచి పనులు చెప్పాలి, మంచి పనులు తలవాలి, మంచి పనులు సాధన చేయాలి.
In order to lead a good divine life, you should undertake divine activity, speak divine words, entertain divine thoughts.
ఈ సాధన లోపల మానవుడు గుర్తించవలసినటువంటి చాలా ప్రధానమైనది ఉంది.
There's one very important principle that we have.
సాధన అంటే ఏమిటి?
What do you mean by spiritual?
మానవుని యందు ఉండినటువంటి దుర్భావమును దూరం చేయాలి.
We have to give up the bad thoughts.
సద్భావమును లోపల ప్రవేశపెట్టాలి.
And we have to enter permanent
thoughts. అది ఏ నిజమైన సాధన?
That is true spiritual path.
సత్సంకల్పమును అభివృద్ధి పరచుకోవాలి.
We have to develop good thoughts.
సత్సంకల్పమును అభివృద్ధి పరచుకుని సత్కర్మల్లో ప్రవేశపెట్టాలి.
Then we should proceed to good activity.
దీనినే కట్టకడబటికి తనకు 28వ సంవత్సరం లోపల తన ప్రాణమును విడిచే సమయం లోపల ఒక్క మాట చెప్పాడు బుద్ధుడు.
Buddha said, made one statement as he left his mortal coil.
మానవుడు సుఖపడాలని అనేక విద్యలు నేర్చుతున్నాడు.
In order to be happy, man has learned so many.
మానవుడు సుఖపడాలని అనేక ఉద్యోగాలు చేస్తున్నాడు.
In order to be happy, he does a job.
మానవుడు సుఖపడాలని వివాహం ఆడుతున్నాడు.
He gets married in order to be happy.
మానవుడు సుఖపడాలని బిడ్డలు కంటున్నాడు.
He thinks that you'll be happy by begetting children.
మానవుడు సుఖపడాలని భవనములు కట్టుతున్నాడు.
In order to be happy, he constructs mansions.
కానీ కట్టగలిగిన సుఖపడుతున్నాడా?
Is he happy ultimately?
సుఖం అనేది ఇందులో లేదు.
There's no happiness here.
అప్పుడు కట్టగలిగిన ఒక్క సూరి మాత్రం తన పినతల్లి కుమారుడైనటువంటి యొక్క ఆనందం పిలిచాడు.
He summoned Ananda to come close to him.
గౌతమి కుమారుడు ఆనందుడు.
Ananda is son of Gautami.
అలాంటి తమ్ముణ్ణి పిలిచి తనపైన చేయి పెట్టి, నాయన
He called him close and
kept
his hand on his head and said,
నిమిత్తమే వచ్చాను.
I've come here to teach.
భగవంతుడు ఎక్కడ అంటే ఎక్కడ కూడా ఉన్నాడు, ఎక్కడ చూసినా ఉన్నాడు.
If you say, where is God? God is everywhere.
సత్యము గాడ్, ట్రూత్ ఈజ్ గాడ్ అన్నాడు.
He said, truth is God.
సత్యమును పలుకు.
Speak truth.
పనుల యొక్క బాధల కోసమని కాని, పనుల యొక్క ఒత్తిడి కోసమని కాని నీవు బాధ్యతలో నీవు ప్రవేశపడద్దు.
Don't hurt anybody. Don't pressurize anybody.
ప్రపంచంలో అందరూ ఒత్తిడి చేసేటువంటి వారే కాని, కానీ దీనికి సహాయపడేటువంటి వారు ఎవరు లేరు.
There are many people that pressurize you, but nobody would help you.
కనుక సత్యం గాడ్.
Truth is God.
సత్యమును నీవు పలుకు.
Speak truth.
దాని తర్వాత రెండవది ఉంటుండాలి.
Then the second principle.
అహింస పరమో ధర్మ అన్నాడు.
Non-violence is the supreme principle.
ధర్మం అంటే ఏమిటి?
What do you mean by ధర్మ?
బ్రహ్మచర్య ధర్మమా?
Is it celibacy?
గృహస్థ ధర్మమా?
Household?
లేక వానప్రస్థ ధర్మమా?
Recluse?
లేక సన్యాస ధర్మమా?
Renunciation?
లేక శాస్త్ర ధర్మమా? ఏది ధర్మం?
What is ధర్మ? Is it the state of life of a celibate or recluse? That's no ధర్మ.
ఇవన్నీ అనిత్యములు.
They're all temporary.
మానవ జీవితం ఉండినంత వరకు ఏదో నిత్యకృత్యముల కోసం అనుభవించవలసినటువంటి ధర్మములు.
That's all dharma, the action to be followed in our daily routine life.
ఇది కాదు నిజమైన ధర్మములు.
That's not true
ధర్మ. అహింస పరమో ధర్మ అన్నాడు.
Non-violence is supreme dharma.
దీనినే వేదమునందు సత్యం భూయాత్ ప్రియం భూయాత్ అన్నాడు.
This is where it is said, speak truth in a palatable way.
ఈ ప్రియమైనటువంటిదే ధర్మము.
That which is palatable.
ధర్మము రెండవ పదము ప్రియము అని అంటారు.
The other name of dharma is priyam.
ఈ ప్రియమునే ధర్మము అని కూడా బోధిస్తుంది వేదము.
Veda says that this priyam is dharma.
సమ్యక్ జీవనం చేత తన యొక్క జీవితము సమ్యక్ ప్రాప్తి పొందిపోయింది.
Because of the good looks and the sacred divine life he reaches the divinity.
సమ్యక్ నిర్వాణము అన్నారు.
That is సమ్యక్ నిర్వాణ. Good
నిర్వాణం కట్టగలిపటి స్థితి సమ్యక్ పవిత్రమైనటువంటి ఒక నిర్వాణం జరిగింది.
The sacred end, liberation. No desire.
ఎట్టి సంకల్పములు లేవు.
No thought.
ఎట్టి కర్మలు చేయలేదు.
No action.
అలాంటి సమయంలో అదే సమ్యక్ నిర్వాణం అన్నారు.
That is the good end, liberation.
మలేషియా, సింగపూర్, హాంకాంగ్,
మలేషియా, సింగపూర్, హాంకాంగ్,
చైనా ఇక్కడ నుంచి వచ్చారు.
చైనా
వీళ్ళందరూ కూడా ఇక్కడికి వచ్చేసారు.
All of you are here.
చేయవలసినవి ఏమిటి?
What should you do now?
ఇక్కడికి వచ్చారు మీరు ఎంతో భారంగా.
You have come here with so much
ఎన్నో
of
burden. ఎన్నో ఎన్నో చింతలతో ఎన్నో బాధలతో వచ్చారు.
So much of anxieties, worries and troubles you are here.
ఇవన్నీ ఇక్కడ వదలి ఆనందాన్ని హృదయాల్లో నింపుకొని పోండి.
Unload all your worries here. Fill your heart with bliss and return.
పూర్వం ఉండినటువంటి యొక్క ఈ దుర్భావములు దుశ్చింతలు ఇక్కడ వదిలిపెట్టండి ప్రశాంత నిలయంలో.
Leave here in Prashanti Lam all your bad thoughts and bad feelings here.
ఈ ప్రశాంతిని మీ హృదయంతో నింపుకొని పోండి.
Fill your hearts with this prashanti, super peace.
Bhaja Govindam, Bhaja Govindam,
Bhaja Govindam, Bhaja Govindam,
Bhaja Mudamate,
Govindam, Bhaja Mudamate,
Govindam, Bhaja Mudamate. Bhaja Govindam, Bhaja Govindam,
Bhaja Govindam,
Govindam, Bhaja Mudamate. Samprapte sannihite kaale, samprapte sannihite kaale,
samprapte sannihite kaale,
nahi nahi rakshati dukkukarane. Nahi nahi rakshati dukkukarane.
Nahi nahi rakshati
dukkukarane. Punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam.
Punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam.
పునరపి మరణము పునరపి జఠని జయ రే శయనం పునరపి జనని జఠనే శయనం ఇహ సంసారే బహు దుస్తారే సంసారే బహు దుస్తారే ఇక సంసారే బహు దుస్తారే కృపయా పారే పాహి మురారే
విశ్వాధారా నమోస్తుతే
విశ్వాధారా నమో
వినాయక
సురముని వందిత వినాయక
భవభయనాశ వినాయక శరణం శరణం వినాయక శరణం శరణం వినాయక శరణం శరణం వినాయక
శరణం శరణం వినాయక
విఘ్నేశ్వర వినాయక విశ్వాధార నమోస్తుతే.
సదా భజోరే
రామ నామ తారకం సదా భజోరే
రామ నామ తారకం సదా భజోరే
రామ నామ తారకం సదా భజోరే
సదా భజోరే సదా జపోరే
సదా భజోరే సదా జపోరే
సదా భజోరే సదా జపోరే రామ నామ తారకం సదా భజోరే
రామ నామ తారకం సదా భజోరే
రామ 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 జై కోదండ రామా
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 రామ 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 జయ
పటాభి రామ
రామ రామ రామ జయ కళ్యాణ రామ
రామ రామ రామ జయ కళ్యాణ రామ
రామ రామ రామ జయ కళ్యాణ రామ
సాయి రామ 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 జయ కళ్యాణ రామ
రామ నామ తారకం సదా భజోరే
ಭಾರತಂ ಸದಾ ಭಜೋರೆ
ಸದಾ ಭಜೋರೆ ಸದಾ ಜಪೋರೆ
ಸದಾ ಭಜೋರೆ ಸದಾ ಜಪೋರೆ
ರಾಮ ನಾಮ ತಾರಕಂ ಸದಾ ಭಜೋರೆ
ರಾಮ ನಾಮ ತಾರಕಂ ಸದಾ ಭಜೋರೆ
ರಾಮ 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 ಜಯ ಕೋದಂಡ ರಾಮ
ರಾಮ ರಾಮ ರಾಮ ಜಯ ಕೋದಂಡ ರಾಮ ಜಯ ಕಲ್ಯಾಣ ರಾಮ
ರಾಮ ರಾಮ ರಾಮ ಜಯ ಕಲ್ಯಾಣ ರಾಮ
ರಾಮ ರಾಮ ರಾಮ ಜಯ ಕಲ್ಯಾಣ ರಾಮ
ರಾಮ ರಾಮ ತಾರಕಂ ಸದಾ ಭಜೋರೆ
ಸರ್ವಧರ್ಮ ಪ್ರಿಯ ದೇವ
ಸರ್ವಧರ್ಮ ಪ್ರಿಯ ದೇವ
ಸರ್ವಧರ್ಮ ಪ್ರಿಯ ದೇವ ಸತ್ಯ ಸಾಯಿ ದೇವಾ
ಸತ್ಯ ಸಾಯಿ ದೇವಾ
ಅಲ್ಲಾಹ ಯೇಸು ಬುದ್ಧ ಔರ್ ನಾನಕ್
ಅಲ್ಲಾಹ
ಯೇಸು ಬುದ್ಧ ಔರ್ ನಾನಕ್
ಅಲ್ಲಾಹ ಯೇಸು ಬುದ್ಧ ಔರ್ ನಾನಕ್
ಜೋಹರ ರಾಷ್ಟ್ರ ಮಹಾವೀರ ತುಮ ಹೋ ಮಹಾವೀರ ತುಮ ಹೋ
ಮಹಾವೀರ
ತುಮ ಹೋ ರಾಮ ಹಿ ತುಮ ಹೋ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹಿ ತುಮ ಹೋ
ರಾಮ
ಹಿ ತುಮ ಹೋ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹಿ ತುಮ ಹೋ ರಾಮ ಹಿ ತುಮ ಹೋ ಕೃಷ್ಣ
ಹಿ ತುಮ ಹೋ
ಸತ್ಯ ಸಾಯಿ ದೇವಾ
ಸತ್ಯ ಸಾಯಿ ದೇವಾ
ಅಲ್ಲಾಹ ಯೇಸು ಬುದ್ಧ ನಾನಕ
ಅಲ್ಲಾಹ ಯೇಸು ಬುದ್ಧ ನಾನಕ
ಜೋಹರ ರಾಷ್ಟ್ರ ಮಹಾವೀರ ತುಮ ಹೋ
ಜೋಹರ ರಾಷ್ಟ್ರ ಮಹಾವೀರ ತುಮ ಹೋ
ರಾಮ ಹಿ ತುಮ ಹೋ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಭಿ ತುಮ ಹೋ
ರಾಮ ಹಿ ತುಮ ಹೋ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಭಿ ತುಮ ಹೋ
ವಿಶ್ವರೂಪ ತುಮ ಹೋ ತುಮ ಹೋ
ಸಾಯಿ ವಿಶ್ವರೂಪ ತುಮ ಹೋ
ಸಾಯಿ ವಿಶ್ವರೂಪ ತುಮ ಹೋ
ಸಾಯಿ ವಿಶ್ವರೂಪ ತುಮ ಹೋ
ಸರ್ವಧರ್ಮ ಪ್ರಿಯ ದೇವಾ ಶೇಷ ಶಯನ ನಾರಾಯಣ
ಶೇಷ ಶಯನ ನಾರಾಯಣ
ಶಯನ ನಾರಾಯಣ
ಶಯನ ನಾರಾಯಣ
ವೇದಾಭರಣ ನಾರಾಯಣ
ವೇದಾಭರಣ ನಾರಾಯಣ
ವೇದಾಭರಣ ನಾರಾಯಣ
ವೇದಾಭರಣ ನಾರಾಯಣ
ಭವಭಯ ಹರಣ ನಾರಾಯಣ
ಭವಭಯ
ನಾರಾಯಣ
ಪಾವನ ಚರಣ ನಾರಾಯಣ
शशिवदना श्रीकर सर्व प्राणपते स्वामी सर्व प्राणपते आश्रित कल्पलतीका आश्रित कल्पलतीका आपद बांधवा ओम जय जगदीश हरे माता पिता गुरुदेवम हरियान्तयुनिवे स्वामी हरियान्तयुनिवे नाद ब्रह्म जगन्नाथ नाद ब्रह्म जगन्नाथ नागेन्द्र शयना ओम जय जगदीश हरे ओंकार रूप ओजस्वी ओ साई महादेवा सत्य साई महादेवा मंगल आरती अंदुको मंगल आरती अंदुको मंदर गिरिधारी ओम जय जगदीश हरे नारायण नारायण ओम सत्य नारायण 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 ओम नारायण नारायण ओम
ಸತ್ಯ ನಾರಾಯಣ ನಾರಾಯಣ ಓಂ ಸತ್ಯ ನಾರಾಯಣ ನಾರಾಯಣ ಓಂ ಜಯ ಸದ್ಗುರುದೇವಾ ನಾರಾಯಣ ನಾರಾಯಣ ಸತ್ಯ ನಾರಾಯಣ 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 ಓಂ ಸತ್ಯ ನಾರಾಯಣ ನಾರಾಯಣ ಓಂ ಸತ್ಯ ನಾರಾಯಣ ನಾರಾಯಣ ಓಂ ಜಯ ಸದ್ಗುರುದೇವಾ ನಾರಾಯಣ ನಾರಾಯಣ ಓಂ ಸತ್ಯ ನಾರಾಯಣ 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 ಓಂ ಸತ್ಯ ನಾರಾಯಣ ನಾರಾಯಣ ಓಂ ಸತ್ಯ ನಾರಾಯಣ ನಾರಾಯಣ ಓ
ಸುಖಿನೋ ಭವಂತು ಸಮಸ್ತ ಲೋಕಾ ಸುಖಿನೋ ಭವಂತು
ಸಾಯಿ ಬಾಬಾಜಿ ಕಿ ಜಯ
ಓಂ ಶ್ರೀ ಸಾಯಿರಾಮ್ ಇನ್ವೋಕಿಂಗ್ ಭಗವಾನ್ಸ್ ಡಿವೈನ್ ಬ್ಲೆಸ್ಸಿಂಗ್ಸ್ 1500 ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ನೇಪಾಲ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಕಮ್ ಟು ಪ್ರಶಾಂತಿ ನಿಲಯಂ ಟು ಸೆಲೆಬ್ರೇಟ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಪಾರ್ಟಿಸಿಪೇಟ್ ಇನ್ ದ 3-day ಪರ್ತಿ ಸೇವಾ ಯಾತ್ರಾ ಫ್ರಮ್ 20th ಟು 22nd ಆಫ್ ಮೇ ಫಾರ್ ದ ನೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ 3 days in Sai Kulwant Hall, both during the morning and evening sessions, the Vedam and Bhajans will be offered by the devotees from Nepal. Tomorrow's morning session in Sai Kulwant Hall will commence at 8 o'clock with Vedam chanting, followed by Bhajans at 9 o'clock. The morning session in Sai Kulwant Hall will conclude at 9:30 with Mangalarti, followed by Bhagawan's Divya Darshan. The evening session in Sai Kulwant Hall will commence at 5 o'clock with Vedam chanting. At 5:25, after a brief introduction, the pre-young adults from Nepal will be offering a band medley of bhajans, followed by bhajans. The evening session in Sai Kulwant Hall will conclude with Mangalarti, followed by Bhagawan's Divya Darshan. Jai Sai Ram.
ಓಂ ಶ್ರೀ ಸಾಯಿರಾಮ್. ಭಗವಾನ್ ಶ್ರೀ ಸತ್ಯಸಾಯಿ ಬಾಬಾ ವಾರಿ ದಿವ್ಯಾನುಗ್ರಹ ಆಶಿಸ್ಲತೋ ನೇಪಾಲ್ ರಾಷ್ಟ್ರಮ ನುಂಡಿ 1500 ಪೈಗಾ ಭಕ್ತುಲು ಮೇ 20 ನುಂಡಿ ಮೇ 22 ತೇದಿ ವರಕು ತಮ 3 ರೋಜುಲ ಪರ್ತಿ ಸೇವಾ ಯಾತ್ರನು ಜರುಪುಕೋಡಾನಿಕಿ ಪ್ರಶಾಂತಿ ನಿಲಯಾನಿಕಿ ವಿಚ್ಚೇಸಿನಾರು. ರೇಪಟಿ ನುಂಡಿ ಮೇ 22 ತೇದಿ ವರಕು ಸಾಯಿ ಕುಲ್ವನ್ ಸಭಾಮಂಟಪಂಲೋ ಉದಯ ಕಾರ್ಯಕ್ರಮಾಲು 8 ಗಂಟಲಕು ನೇಪಾಳ ರಾಷ್ಟ್ರ ಭಕ್ತುಲಚೇ ವೇದಪಠನಂತೋ ಪ್ರಾರಂಭಮೈ 9 ಗಂಟಲಕು ನೇಪಾಳ ರಾಷ್ಟ್ರ ಭಕ್ತುಲಚೇ ಭಜನತೋ ಕೊನಸಾಗಿ 9:30 ಸ್ವಾಮಿವಾರಿಕಿ ಮಂಗಳ ಆರತಿತೋ ಸಮಾಪ್ತಮವುತಾಯಿ. ಅನಂತರಂ ಸ್ವಾಮಿವಾರಿ ದಿವ್ಯ ದರ್ಶನಂ. ಸಾಯಿ ಕುಲ್ವನ್ ಸಭಾಮಂಟಪಂ ಎಂದು ರೇಪಟಿ ಸಾಯಂಕಾಲ ಕಾರ್ಯಕ್ರಮಾಲು 5 ಗಂಟಲಕು ನೇಪಾಳ ದೇಶಂ ಯೊಕ್ಕ ಭಕ್ತುಲಚೇ ವೇದಪಠನಂತೋ ಪ್ರಾರಂಭಂ ಅವುತಾಯಿ. ವೇದಪಠನಂ ಅನಂತರಂ ಸುಮಾರು 5:25 ನೇಪಾಳ ರಾಷ್ಟ್ರಕ್ಕೆ ಚೆಂದಿನ ಪ್ರೀ ಯಂಗ್ ಅಡಲ್ಟ್ಸ್ ಸಂಗೀತ ಬೃಂದಂ ಒಕ ಸಂಗೀತ ಕಾರ್ಯಕ್ರಮ ಮರಿಯು ಭಜನಲನ್ನು ಸಮರ್ಪಿಸ್ತಾರು. ರೇಪಟಿ ಸಾಯಂಕಾಲ ಕಾರ್ಯಕ್ರಮಾಲು ಸ್ವಾಮಿವಾರಿ ಮಂಗಳ ಆರತಿತು ಸಮಾಪ್ತಮವುತಾಯಿ. ಅನಂತರಂ ಸ್ವಾಮಿವಾರಿ ದಿವ್ಯ ದರ್ಶನಂ. ಜಯ ಸಾಯಿರಾಮ್.